And you're recording. Okay, so we are
Recording.
at on Parshat Emor, which I can talk about the second half, but basically it's Parshat Moadim. It's got all the holidays, one or the other, Pesach Shavuot, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret. This is all the holidays. But before that, it's got the set of laws basically about shechita, about how to slaughter animals. And the halacha I want to look at is b'shor v'seh, a cow or a sheep. Oto bet beno, it and its child. Lo tishchatu b'yom echad, don't slaughter them both in the same day. Can't slaughter a cow and a calf on the same day. Ah, that's exactly right. We're going to look at that. That all the mefarshim say that's the same underlying idea. And this way the halacha is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, asur lishchoto tovet b'no b'yom echad. You can't slaughter a calf and its child the same day. Lo shana im v'achar chach ben v'la ben v'la shana lo abat lo shana ben o abat v'achar chach im. Doesn't matter which order you're doing it, mother and then child or child and mother. Don't do it on the same day. Isur o tovet b'no noheg b'nekevot. And this isur, when it's, even though it says oto, it really is talking about the female cow, a female sheep or cow, the mother. She's in Benavadai, because you know who the child, if the child is, you don't know who the sire of the animal is. But the Imnoda Vadai, she's Aviv. But if you know for sure that this particular bull is the sire of this calf, then Ein Shochtin Shnei B'Yamachad, then the same halacha applies to that. But im shachat ein elokeh. But if you do shech them, there's no makot, there's no punishment. It's a lav, but there's no makot. This connects to last week's shiur. So davar safek, because it's not clear im noheg b'zecharim or ein noheg, because it's not clear from looking at the Gemara whether it actually applies to the male, the father, or not. Relevant to last week, talked about the reason for a lav shebaklot doesn't get makot. One possibility
Right.
was a question of a safek, and the reason I argued against that is not because it wasn't reasonable, but because it doesn't say that. That concept of a safek is there in halacha, and striking that language is strikingly missing from discussion of lav sheba klalot.
It's missing here too, because it is in the Zachar.
Right, but say here the halacha is, I'm talking about the safek. The reason for not doing the
Oh,
mock.
the safek is the fact on the ground,
Right.
not the halacha.
Right.
Got it.
That there is a safek in the halacha, therefore we don't do makot, which is
Right.
true, but it's not mentioned anywhere by the other case, by the lav shebaklalot. So here it's explicit, right? I have a safek in the halacha. No, this is not so much the fact of the ground. This is the halacha. I'm not sure whether it would apply to the father or not. So if you don't know, then definitely not get makot. But even if you know
Wait.
this is the father, so
Oh,
here's the fact.
so it is the halacha is the safek.
Halachic safek that keeps you from getting makot. There's a machloket on there. We don't know how to pass it, so we're not giving you makot.
So why are you against applying that principle to
Because no one
last
says
week?
it, just because it's strikingly missing. And the Gemara
But
gives
here
us.
too, Danny, here too, it says it. It says oto.
I'm talking about
What?
within the analysis of the halacha, within the Gemara, the Rishonim, it uses the word safek to say, okay, we have a safek in halacha.
Oh, so you
Okay,
don't
so.
want to supply that. You don't want to
Right. I'm not saying
supply
it's
that.
wrong, but it's strikingly missing that no one else said it.
Oh,
That's the
that no one
that
said it. Got
right.
it,
That
got it,
that's the
got
argument
it.
again. That's not a proof against it. I admit that. It's just one would
Yeah.
think that somehow was rubbed lacha, someone would have brought that up. But that's not
Oh,
relevant here. Or it could be
I'm gonna
entirely original to you.
yeah, I'm
And
gonna
that's your
tell Mitch
chiddush.
about this because this seems to support what Mitch was saying, even though no one said it. Right.
I agree. Again, over there
Yeah.
it is a reasonable argument. But it's an argument, but the argument against it is by the absence of anyone saying.
Right. Right.
That's it. That's for its own discussion. Here we have Otova Beno, and besides the halacha side, we talk about the Tamei and Mitzvot. Why is it true? And as you said before, it's like the Kansipur. Everyone agrees that I'm discussing that. And this is the way the Ramban presents it in Devarim, where it talks about Kiyakre Kansipur Lefanecha, when you find the mother bird. Gamzu mitzvah muvaret. And Ramban is always wondering why there are new mitzvot in Devarim as opposed to earlier. It says no, the Kansipur really comes up earlier here in Vayikra. Min otovet beno, same idea. We're expressing the same idea in two different ways. Otovet beno, don't slaughter the mother and the child on the same day. Yatam b'shnehem, the reason for both of them, v'tihi lanu lev achzari, to keep us from being cruel. That is an inherently cruel thing to go ahead and take the mother and baby at the same time. Well, either for birds, mammals, v'lon rachem, we don't have no pity on them. It's bad for us. And he points out there's a disagreement. Though he disagrees with the Rambam. So Rambam gives a different reason. The reason for these two things. That we shouldn't slaughter the child in while the mother is watching. Because it's painful to the animal itself. Animals feel pain as well. So Hashem says, don't cause pain to the animal. And the Ramban disagrees with that. But the reason is not because of the pain to the animal, because the achzarut that it expresses in you. It's different. They're not terribly different, but they're different ways of looking at the reason. Is it because we care about the animal or because we care about the human being? I'm not inherently bothered by the animal side, but I am concerned that the act of doing that makes me a cruel person, that makes me a bad person, and that's going to extend to everything else. So Ramban,
wait, why are you bothered by that?
What?
That are you bothered by that? That it the human being reason that it makes us.
No, I prefer the human being reason. In my personal belief, I prefer that. Okay, and the Ramban does too. So Ramban disagrees with the Ramban. Says that Hashem is not saying okay. Thou can have mercy on the animal. That's not the underlying reason. That it makes you a bad person, go pulling the wings off of flies, as one might do with all those sorts of things, whether or not it's inherently wrong or not. Don't go slaughtering babies in front of their mothers. And so the Ramban concludes about kol harchaka, that what the Rambam's argument is far-fetched. Yoten nachal bavur shelo nit achzar. And I would say so that we do not become bad people. That's what this mitzvah is all about. And we dealt with this almost like 10 years ago in great detail. So you can click on that and you can look at that. But I'm going to take it in a slightly different direction, looking at Otovet Beno. Because the Gemara seems to argue, that there is no message. We're not trying to learn about cruelty, either animals or becoming cruel people. It's just a mitzvah. This is the famous Mishnah in Megillah, also in Brachot. That if when you're davening, and this is before the text was fixed, you're adding your own little words in there, and you say, Al kan sipor yagiu rachamecha, and you mention the fact that you had pity on the nest of the birds, mashtikin oto, you shut that guy up. That chazan who adds that into his tefillah, don't let him say that. Why? And the Gemara says, why? Because he's saying that the reason for Hashem's mitzvot is because of rachamim, pity, in an elegzerot. And the truth is, it's just gzera. It's a commandment of God. That's the way to look at it. Don't go looking for reasons. So says the Gemara. But we don't like that because we always look for reasons, right? But, you know, for what is the mitzvah trying to make us be? As a better person. So the Tosfot Yom Tov specifically is, it tries to understand that. And specifically it says, basically if you look at the Rambam, because the Rambam Ravuchim gives a reason, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says, no, it's in El Gzeirot, it's just a commandment. Don't even try to analyze it. He says, no, that's a mitzvah about tefillah. During your tefillah, don't be thinking about Midotav of Rachamim. The reason why, if the Baal Tefillah says this in the middle of his Shemona Esrei, you quiet him. You don't want him to say that. Davka b'Tefillah. It's just during the Tefillah. Kisha Omer b'Tefillah, Machlis Davar. Your thoughts in Tefillah should be much simpler than that. You're not analyzing stuff during your Tefillah, right? Lehechi Mashtikin Oto Mashein Kan Derech Drash U'Pshat. You don't do anything that's not explicit or an explicit, you know, a simple text matters. You're not, don't overanalyze during davening. is what he reads it.
How about, can I interrupt you for a second? Can you explain again what that Mishnah has to do with tefillah?
This thing, Ha'omer al Kansi Bar Yochamecha, is talking about during, the whole discussion is during tefillah.
You're saying that the rest of the Mishnah.
This is where it says Omer al Kansi Prologer. Yeah, that Omer part. It's not just saying it out loud because you're talking about this. It's you're saying it during your davening.
Why would you say this in the middle of davening?
Because you're saying, may God have mercy upon us just like he has mercy on the Kansi Poor.
The merciful God. Oh, merciful God.
Who cares about Otopa? No, cares about Tzlecha Am.
Care about me.
Right. Don't say that in your tefillah.
Okay, so it does nothing to do with the bird. It's about, you're saying it could just be a merciful one.
Don't be talking about the bird. You want to ask for Rachamim, ask for Rachamim. The Mishnah says don't.
We do that all the time in our tefillah. It's full of times that we say, oh, Hashem, you do this. You are this kind of giving and.
Right. But we have a very specific text on that. And it's not, you know, this. And the point I think that Rav Tosfos Yom Tov is saying is that, you know, taking the mitzvah of Shliach HaKan, which doesn't say, which isn't explicitly about Rachamim, just there, in order to extend that to Rachamim in general, you gotta analyze it. And that's not what you should be doing during tefillah. Say, God, you're Rachamim. Good. Ask for Rachamim. The point for Torah analysis is not during tefillah. And that's the way, as is from Karmi's argument, quoting Adin Steinsaltz, the din, right? That's the way he puts it. More sweeping objection to the intellectualization of prayer. That's what he's saying. You don't intellectualize your prayer, right? Don't do fancy stuff in our times, expressed by Adin Steinsaltz. What kavana do you have when you pray? He asks a prominent Rosh Yeshiva. What do you actually think about? When the scholar replies, he contemplates the connection between the sentences, the words, the various sections, says Steinsaltz, I snap into something to do it on Shabbat afternoon after the children. That's when you analyze. Feel it really should be much simpler. So does the Tosfos Yom Tov. We're not disagreeing that there is a Tama mitzvot. It's worth looking at Tama mitzvot. And clearly this is a Rachamim.
I know. So we can't deduce what Rav Steinsaltz thought was the reason for the mitzvah. We can't deduce that.
Well, Steinsaltz didn't talk about this one in particular, but in general, we don't know. He's just saying that during tefillah, your kavanah.
You know, I understand, but from that sentence, we don't know that he thought the reason was to make us better people. We don't know
that. Right. There's nothing that. Steinsaltz's argument here is simply about tefillah. During tefillah, you're asking for rachamim. You're not analyzing Tamei Mitzvot.
Okay, we don't know. Right.
We're not going to decide that. I like the Lo Tihiyat Achzari argument better than the directly rachamim. But I'm going to still move beyond that because we don't talk about that in tefillah. We do talk about it during, we intentionally include that in Yom Tov laning, in the Torah reading. Okay? This parak is part of every Yom Tov laning.
Oh.
Okay, this is the Mishnah in Megillah talking about what we read, a Pesach Korim Parshat Mo'adot. Pesach, we read the Parsha of the Mo'adot in Parshat Emor. All the holidays, right, in Shel Torah Kohanim, that's the Vayikra, that's our Perek, Vayikra Kafbet, and Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, we also read that. Put a period there. Same thing, and the discussion of why we don't read it on Shavuot, and why not, that's a separate issue there. So, but actually, in Pesach, it's more complicated, and I like this mnemonic for what we read on Pesach, Amar Abaye. Ba'idna, nowadays, in Abaye's time in the Amora, because obviously Torah readings have changed, it's more about Minhag. Nagu Alma, the whole world has the Minhag, the Miki to read, Meshach Tura Kadesh Bakaspa Pasal B'Madbara Shalach Bukhra. Right? Bring a cow, get married with money, get lost in the desert, and send out your firstborn. Huh. That's the mnemonic. So now you'll never forget what the parshiot are. And Steinsaltz puts it, here's the parshiot. It's first one is Mishchu Kuchu Lachem, the mitzvah of the first Karban Pesach, that's Mishoch, bring. And the second was Shoro Chesev, which is Parsha Moladot, that we just quoted, about the cow and the sheep. Okay, that's Mishach Tura is the cow. Then it's Kadesh Liko Bechor, the end of Bo. And then Kesef Telvet Ami from Mishpatim, and Psolacha from Kitisa, and Bamidbar is Vayedaber. It's the law. It's the reading about Pesach Sheni in Sefer Bamidbar. And then Shalach is Parsha B'Shalach about Kriyat Yamsuf, and then Bukhra is Kol Bachor in Parsha Re'eh. That's a mnemonic. But part of
that's a long mnemonic.
Well, it's one for each day.
Oh.
You have 8 words in there.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
One per day, right? So it's the bring the cow and get married. So hopefully you'll remember what the order is. But the bottom line is that the second day of Yom Tov is the Torah, is the Shor Chesed. It's Parshat Moadot, but it starts early. Parsha Moadot, what we call the Parsha of Moadot. When we read about all the holidays, we start from this paragraph that it's Otovet Beno. Shor Chesed. Okay. That's the question of, well, why? And I will add this little line about Pesach being complicated. It's not really relevant what I'm saying, but I like the point about Gabayim. Kriyat Torah Pesach mitzivah misima murchevet b'fnei Gabayim. Right? The Kriya on reading the Torah on Pesach is a much bigger job for the Gabay. It's preaching Gabay. Right, Shlokimo b'kriyat Torah b'sukos. On Sukkot, it's all the same thing every day, from the same Torah, one Torah. That's it. Kriyat Pesach shonem midei yom. That's reading for Pesach is different every single day. You got to keep rolling the sefer. Gilgul shel sefer Torah. You have to roll it. Haloch v'shov back and forth. B'chumashim shonim different chumashes. Kol kain gam b'cholamoid. Cholamoid too. It's different every day. B'shim shnei sefarim, and we take 2 sefer Torah out.
Wait, I'm missing something, Danny. 1 minute. Yes. In the mnemonic, where is the Shor Okevis?
Torah. Tura is the Aramaic word for Shor.
Oh, Torah. I kept reading it Torah. Oh, okay.
Mishach Torah. Bring the cow.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Sorry. Yeah.
Second day.
Tura. Okay.
Second day, right? And that's true whether you're Chutz La'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael. It's the same reading. We just divide it into 3 or 5 portions.
So the word Tura is a cow?
Yes.
Oh.
Except in
Chagadiyah,
we say
Tura. Chagadiyah, right? But Rabata Tura Vishata Lamaya.
Oh, very Torah, good. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Right. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Ooh. Go on. Yep.
The Witch of Endor. And Endor, right? Mira just asked what the name of the Balat Ov from Sheol was. And it's in Endor, which we know because that's the planet of the Ewoks. So there's a Star Wars connection there. Endor, yep. She doesn't have a name. She's just the Balat Ov from Endor. Okay. So the bottom line is, look, is the fact that we're reading the Parsha Moadot, which is fine. That makes sense on Sukkot and on Pesach. But we start a paragraph early. We start from this paragraph about the Shor, right? It's not about Yom. So I'm going to read the whole paragraph here, source 12. Ve'eber Hashem Moshe le'emor. Shor o chesev o ez. You have a cow or a sheep or a goat. Ki yivaled, when they give birth. V'yashivat yamim tachanimom. And you should leave the animal for 7 days with its mother. M'yom hashmi v'hala yiratzel korban yishel Hashem. And you can bring it as a korban from day 7 on. Don't take it away immediately. And v'shor oseh. And again, the cow or sheep. say here could be a goat too. Oto v'no lo tishkatu b'yamachad. Don't shech it in the end of the child on the same day. And v'chitzus b'chu zemar tadol Hashem. Rishon nchem tizbachu. When you're bringing a korban shlamim, it needs to be l'ratzon. Hashem has to find favor with it. Vayomahu yachel. What does that mean? You need to eat it on the one day. Korban toda has to be eaten on one day. Lo tatiru mi'an haboker. Don't leave any to the next day. Ani Hashem. Ushmartem mitzvotai v'asitem otam. And you should keep all my commandments. Ani Hashem. Lo tachilu shem kodshi. And don't make any chilul Hashem. He says, Chi b'tokmi Israel, and I will be sanctified among Israel. Ani Hashem kashkem. And I am the one who sanctifies you, so you're going to sanctify me. Amotzi alchem eretz Yisrael. Liot lachem lokim. To brings you out of Egypt to be your God, Ani Hashem. Basically, three mitzvot here plus a summary. It's Shivat Yamim Tachat Imo, with the calf lamb stay with mother for 7 days. Don't shech them with the mother on the same day. And your korban toda needs to be eaten in one day. Don't leave any over. And then it goes, Vadibar Hashem Moshe Lamar, Dabel Ben Yisrael, Vamatel Ham, Vadeh Hashem Yikru Otam. This is, go speak to Ben Yisrael. These are the holidays. Mikrai Kodesh, Elohim Adai. These are the holidays. And it goes through the whole list. And when we lay, we always start from back here, not from source 13. And that fact that that's connected goes way back. We always had that. This is the way the Emek Davar puts it about Shoro Chesed. Parsha Zus Mukhela Parsha Modo. First off, it's connected to the Parsha Modo. It's not with the whole rest of the discussion of sacrifice in the beginning of Parsha Yikra. But Korin Otoba Moadim, and we read it on holidays. Lisa Pek, and there's no doubt in the Tzio's mind. This is an ancient tradition on Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Moshe, Shekorin B'Moadim Mishor HaChesed. We start from here. Part of the Kriya, the learning of the Halachot, that you're supposed to do for Yom Tov has to include this paragraph. Kol zeh b'olam deinu, the parsha zu shayach lePesach v'chag v'sukkot, because this is relevant to Pesach and Sukkot somehow. Alken yesh lebe'er kol mikra b'parsha zu. So therefore, I should, when I'm trying to understand this part, this paragraph, I try to understand in that light as being relevant to the Yom Tov. V'miyuchai v'shayach lotel modim elu. That's his introduction to his parish on the Pesukim. Clearly, they're connected. And if you look at Rashi, throughout Rashi, he always calls this Parsha Mo'adot, he calls it Parsha Shoro Chesed. Here's a quote. B'shilai hi Parshata to Shoro Chesed. The end of the Parsha of Shoro Chesed, it says, V'yedevar Hashem Mo'adei Hashem B'nei Yisrael. In other words, it's one Parsha, as it were. That's a question whether he actually read that. Like instead, he divided what we have Emor as one Parsha. Maybe he divided it into two. And started a new weekly parsha at Shoro Chesed, cow and sheep, leading into Parsha Mo'adot. So why? Why are we sticking that on there? If we just took the parsha of the Mo'adim, we have seven paragraphs in there for all the holidays, plenty long for its own kriya. I don't need to add extra psukim onto there. Why add this as a prologue? The one argument that's practical. Yom Tov involves a lot of meat. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it is part of the learning the laws of Yom Tov, which is what reading the Torah is meant to be. You have to learn the laws of Shechita, Zvicha, what do I do with this animal? And the fact that there's a hint to that. The Mishnah Chulin talks about the connection between Yom Tov and slaughtering and this mitzvah of Otov Beno. Ba'arba prakim bashana, four times a year. Someone who's selling an animal has to tell the person who's buying it. You need to disclose to the person buying it. I just sold the mother of this animal to be slaughtered. So you buying it need to realize that, and probably shouldn't check it today. You should probably wait till tomorrow, because otherwise we're going to be over on this otovit, but no problem. Or I just sold
even if you're not the one to kill them both?
That's the implication from here.
Also, yeah. They're not going to see it, so the whole cruelty thing doesn't even.
You're right, right. So I mean, this is it. You should tell them. So I you can read the Mishnah there. I'm just saying that it's the four times a year we're supposed to learn about this mitzvah. Make a point of saying it, because you might end up buying the other. You know, you go out now and buy a calf, and you bought a whole cow here. They might end up being mother and child. Make sure you know about this.
I think Davida's right. Davida, this, not that we are focusing on that, right. But this is proof that the reason is not for the poor right. animal.
So we have to know the actual halakha. Does it actually usher if you're not doing with that one person? Or is this if you're going to go, you know, tell him, plus if you're going to go buy it from the guy next door, if you're going to buy a calf from the guy next door, it might have been the child of this one. Just be aware of it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
My point is that this is obviously connected to Otopa, no, and the times that you're supposed to deal with it are Erev Yom Tov, Achron Shel Chag. It's at Yom Tov times. You need to be sure to tell them, because that's when everyone's doing the Shechti. Erev Yom Tov, Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Atzeret, before Shavuot, Erev Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. Two. I thought the interesting thing is that it's Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. It's not so much the beginning of Sukkot, but it's right before Shmi Atzeret that we're more concerned about everyone shechting their animals. And again, discussion there. So that's possibly what we want to do. We want to learn this before Yom Tov because it's relevant.
Right.
But the problem with saying that is that the paragraph is not all the laws of Shechita. It's only a very small subset. You know, it's let the calf be with mother for a week, don't check them the same day, and don't have your korban Torah for more than a day. Because the actual laws of Shechita aren't in the Torah at all. Right? If you really cared about it, you would put them in there. But that's clearly not what they care, because the Torah doesn't say anything about the laws of Shechita. Okay? And it's very clear from the Pasuk, we've talked about this, where it's all mentioned. It's here's the Dvarim, when it talks about when you're not in the space of Migdash, you're at home, you want to shechit an animal, you're hakim kama koma, she'ebchar shem l'kecha, l'sum shem l'sham, when the place where God chooses is far away, v'zavachta b'b'karcha, v'yitzancha, and you are going to shechit your own animal in your own home, asher atanacha, at v'zavachta, and you will slaughter the animal, kasher tzviticha, as I have commanded you. And you'll eat them in your home, all you want. It just says, Kasher Tzviticha. As Rashi says, the Manashi Tzivu Bezvicha, Hayechishcha. Tells that there exist laws about Shechita.
Wow.
So it's we talk about this, it basically incorporates the Torah Shebaal Peh by reference.
Wow.
Okay.
So this is like a meta reference, sort of.
The idea is incorporating a law by reference. I found out about this. Like, you look at a law about what, like the zoning law, and it says it's really short, it's like two paragraphs, and then it incorporates the entire, you know, code of law. Says, well, you have to look at all the other laws too. This is why we need lawyers, because I can't understand it. But the idea that the Torah says, I have commanded you how to shecht animals. Not in the written Torah. That's that pasuk there. So this is not, even though, yes, yeah, before Yom Tov, and you need to know laws of Shechita, because you can eat all this meat, that's not what we have here. We just have three specific rules. So I'm going to argue that these three laws are included in the reading for Yom Tov because they teach us something. We're looking, this is the Torah reading is when we are supposed to think about the meaning of the mitzvot. It's not davening, right. You're just praying to Hashem. The whole point of Torah is to be learning. So think about what they mean. So I quote a piyut by Elazar Kalir. And if you heard Rabbi Shulman's shir, his postscript to the Shabbat Gadol Drasha, it's about the importance of piyutim. Classical piyutim were written as sort of halacha poems. They have meaning. They're, you know, Elazar Kalir, not clear when he was, whether it was a Tana or maybe a man time to own him, but it goes back. So we got to take his words seriously. This is a poem written for the second day of Pesach. Because the reading of the second day of Pesach is the Torah, it's the cow one, the Otov Vepino. So this is his period for the second day of Pesach. And it starts, Ma'elu Pla'eni Secha, how wondrous are your miracles, Nases Nes et Misanecha, as a banner flying above those who you've supported. Na'or Rachamecha al Kol Masecha, let your mercy shine upon all your works. If im yeter al musecha, and even more so on those who you are bearing on Bnei Israel. And then, Son la Pesach Mishu Vishu. So take your sheep for Pesach and shecht it, tidku, and justify Otove Beno Biom Echad Baal Tishchatu, but don't shecht an animal and its mother on the same day. Kakatu Visharo Seo Topeno Lo Tishchatu Biom Echad. Connecting, and it seems he's connecting this, you know, the orach amecha al kol masecha, be have mercy on all your work, on all your works, and the connecting it somehow to shor osel tovet beno, which bothers Tosfot. Tosfot reads this as, well, God have mercy on us, just like you have mercy on the cows. Remember not to do that. So this is Tosfot's question about this piyut. In the context of the Gemara, said, right? We just said before that in our tefillah, we should consider gezeirah, not be analyzing. Kashala Rav Elchanan. So this was Rav Elchanan, one of the Tosafists, had a problem with this. Amash yaseda kalir b'kdushata, said omrim b'yom sheni shel Pesach, because what Elchanan Kalir wrote in the piyut. So
what's a Kalir?
Kalir is the name. Is Elazar Kalir is the name of the Piyatan.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm sure it has a meaning. I don't know what that is, but this is just he is the one who wrote many of the Piyutim we have on Rosh Hashanah, on the Kina for Tisha B'av, Lavan Rizbal, Elazar Kalir. And he said that Tidku Otovidov Tishchatu B'yamachad. Don't sort an animal and child on the same day. The mashma, it sounds like he's trying to say Shekharish Baruch Hu Chas al Oto v'Beno, that Hashem had pity on the animal and its child, who in El Gezerah, it's only Gezerah, right? He's a problem. It's like Gemara says not to do this. Why are we putting this on David? But I would read it differently. The Kalir says Tzidku Oto, right? Justify the law of it and its child. And I would say see the justice in the law. It's not so much, God, you had mercy on them, but it's, you need to learn from this law of Otov B'no. It's less to us. How we're supposed to act on Yom Tov. And if you look at the
Targum Yom Tov. On Yom Tov.
You need Rachamim on Yom Tov. Okay, this is Targum Yonatan, which of course is not written by Yonatan. So you can act really smart by saying the Targum Pseudo Jonathan, if you want to act really smart. It was printed as Targum Yerushalmi, because Yonatan Uziel wrote the Targum on the official Targum on Nach, not on Torah. So it got abbreviated as Tuf Yud, that got expanded to Targum Yonatan. That's just to impress people how smart you are, to say it's not really the real Yonatan. But so this way he translates the pasuk of Shorva se otove b'no tishchatu b'yamachad. He starts out, Ami b'nei Israel, O my people Israel, hech ma davun, you should be like your father, Rachman b'shmai, just like Hashem is merciful in heaven, can to heaven Rachmanin ba'ara, so should you be merciful on earth. By Torata orechala, a cow or a sheep, yataviyat bara, it and its child, lo tichsun, don't shecht b'yom echad on the same day. So the message of Otov B'no is not that Hashem is merciful to all creatures, so too may be merciful to us. It's not the be merciful. It's Hashem is merciful to all creatures, So two, we should be merciful to each other. That's the bottom line of Otov Beno. And that's what we're supposed to learn. Same thing, right? That the Shivat Yamim Tachlimo, we don't take the animal away. He should have pity on the calf, so we should care about other human beings. Otov Beno is we should care about other people. And the expression of that is the idea of the fact that we don't, that a Korban Toda that we're bringing on Yom Tov can only be eaten for one day. Because if you're shechting the entire cow, you've got to finish it one day, you have to share. You can't eat a whole animal in a single day. You can't save it for later, you can't put it in your freezer. You have to share it with other people. And more than that, you don't have enough friends to eat an entire cow. You have to share it with everybody. That's the lesson of a Korban Toda that has to be eaten in a single day. So the Kriya for Yom Tov starts with the laws that teach us these feelings of Gemilo Chasadim in our eating. That when we're eating, we need to be thinking not about how wonderful the steak is, but how what we owe for other people.
Oh.
So,
also good for Yom Tov.
Right, because Yom Tov is when that becomes a big issue, because we have all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so similarly, in the middle of Parsha Mo'adot that we're reading this week's Parsha, it says, it adds these laws of Gemilo Chasadim. Right, when you harvest your field, don't finish off the corners. When you're harvesting, and don't pick up all the gleanings. Leave them for the poor, for the stranger. That's part of the laws of Yom Tov. And the list of Moadim in Parsha Re'eh that we read on the last day of Yom Tov says a similar thing. Says Samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice in your holidays. Atau and chag here is specifically a korban chagiga. This is all the meat you're eating. Atau bin chavitecha abdecha v'amatcha, you children, your servants, v'alevi v'ager v'yatom, the levi, the stranger, the orphan, v'almana, the widow, asher b'sherecha, that are with you. She says, arba shali k'neged arba shalcha. The four of mine here, the Levi, the Ger, the Yatom, they correspond to the four of yours. Matama Samech Shali, you take care of mine. God's saying, the poor, the stranger, that I miss, I need Samech Shalcha, then I'll make sure that you are, that your family, your household is happy. And so the Rambam puts it, I just love the way he puts it, that Yom Tov should be about our souls, not about our stomachs. Is the bottom line. When you're eating and drinking on Yom Tov, you have to feed the strangers, the orphan, the poor, along with the unfortunate poor ones. Someone who locks their doors and eats, drinks, with his family, Eino machil mashkel aniyim, and doesn't share with the poor, Ola mari nefesh, and the oppressed, bitter soul. Enzu simchat mitzvah, this is not the joy of a mitzvah, simchat kreso, this is the joy of his stomach. I just like the way to put that. So that's the message of, I think, of reading, especially Otov Beno, on Yom Tov, is to remind us that our goal in Yom Tov is not just to overeat, but to have enough to share with others.
Nice.
I was just thinking it could be like really effective if you're doing some sort of like tzedakah appeal on Yom Tov or before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
It's like a very sharp.
There you go. Okay, so give me money. You know, that's a joke about what did the Rebbe say when on the fundraiser? Give me loot, Chasadim.
Took me a minute. Okay.
you're too Israeli now to get English puns. Yes.
Yeah. Give me all right. Thank you both for accommodating my schedule.
Oh no, this worked well for me.
Oh, good.
Plus, I get to bed earlier. I'm just.